afternoon. Today is Wednesday, April the 30th, 123rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisor, still not running for office, is Sal Fennell.
No, still got a while. I'm right in the middle of it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's what I always, you now know what the other side always gets and that you'll miss next go around.
Oh, yeah.
This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the, often discussed marijuana ordinance that Humboldt County is kicking around. I don't know if it's going to make the plank of any platform for the supervisorial candidates that are running, but it certainly is an interesting discussion and an impact that will set the stage for Humboldt County, regardless of what's going on at the state level. So we'll spend a little bit of time talking about that, and also our good old buddy, the general plan. You betcha. You know, what are we going to do when this thing kind of finally disappears from the front pages of the newspaper?
We'll have to think of something else.
Big pictures. Big pictures. We'll talk about that also when we come back.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. But before we do, I don't know, this is a reverence, and I kind of feel irreverent. Linda Festa, I don't recognize her at all, on the origins of Christianity. What if there had been room at the inn? Isn't that an interesting one just to kind of...
Yeah, no kidding.
Contemplate.
That's deep.
Yeah, that kind of plays all over the place. Interesting, interesting stuff.
You should save that for Christmas.
Well, I saved it for 10 years. It's been almost 10 years since we used that one.
Wow.
Tells you how old the book is, huh? And the general state of its condition as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm still here.
Long may you continue.
This
is an interesting
place. Is that another Chinese curse?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is an interesting place. I like it here.
Good. Hopefully we don't bore too many people too regularly.
No.
Yeah. See, I'm not going to do it for another 32, though.
Ooh.
No. Yee, that's just kind of like frightening, isn't it?
Somebody else will do it.
I believe so. Somebody else,
will keep it going.
Yeah, after we get to some.
Yeah,
kind
good
of
old radio. Point. I mean, you got to keep radio going no matter what. I think actually radio has shown its relevance. You know, in the time of the internet, people need radio.
There's an awful lot of studies that are indicating that. Radio hasn't gone away. Radio listenership is continuing as it is. The other media options are supplementing.
Yeah.
Are being utilized. But like Pandora and some of these other things that are playing music and that's all, no.
Nope.
And the iHeart, okay, great, some of these stations, but it's not the local station that you're listening for. So they're augmenting things now. So it's just kind of an interesting little
bailiwick
we find ourselves in. Yep. So how long do you want to be supervisor? I mean, as long as we're talking about longevity here. You want to go another couple
As long as I find it interesting. And
yeah,
I'm still find it interesting. I like it. I love helping people. I love being able to move things forward if at all possible. I love being part of making the decisions, hopefully, listening to the community and making the right decisions to move us forward. So that, as long as I feel that way, I'll stick
There's around. Always going to be projects and things of interest.
Yep. I would think so, but I mean, I'm not going to stay that long.
Boy, I
need some retirement time.
Yeah.
I definitely need some walks on the beach. So,
Well, you can do that. Another 3 hours that you're not working,
right? I do actually do that, and I think it's one of the best things to do.
Is it going to be an interesting summer in the second district?
We'll see. I think that water may play a significant role. It depends a lot. Right now, everything looks wonderful. I mean, walking yesterday, and wow, it's just beautiful. Life is just bursting out all over.
Yeah, when you have a current in the eel, it kind of makes life a little bit easier to see, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. But, we'll see how things pan out as we go forward into the summer, if it will be as dry as everybody is concerned. And then, of course, next year we may have an El Nino, which will be the complete opposite. that's what they're saying.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, so we just got to hold our breath for another 6 or 7 months, mm-hmm. and we'll be there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing how that works out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think people are very conscious. You know, people who have to, people especially who are not working with community services district or a municipal water source, people who have to deal with their own water source tend to be a little bit more conscious of it.
I see a lot of storage. We're not as conditioned.
I don't think so. But people, I hear that people are being very good. Now, in Sacramento, they have a whole, like, maybe 20 people who are assigned to go around to the neighborhoods to see if people are watering their lawns on the wrong day and all that. They're doing...
Water enforcement?
Mm-hmm. Water enforcement.
Well, considering how they're just paying a flat fee, mm-hmm. why not?
Yeah, right, exactly. They don't have that.
There's some basic structural mm-hmm. things, I think, that
yeah, I think
could be... About 20 people's salaries could probably be used for to get one or two people to mm-hmm. motivate the community a little bit.
Yeah. And in L.A., they have a different situation where they've actually had people working on conservation for a while. I think that's what you see, and you'll see even more of in this county, people just more
just
aware of it.
Being smart with water?
Yeah.
Now, I've asked Carol this from the water district, and she doesn't have a clue. And I think we may have touched on it. I'm not sure if you have a clue either. What percentage of the eel, let's use that watershed, is pulled out illegally from the pot farmers? Is there any kind of a guess, any kind of a intuition, or just kind of a figure that's there?
I would not be in a position to take that kind of a guess, in terms of percentage. I would say... that there's definitely, it definitely occurs, there's no doubt about it. The eel, the Bantuzin, both of those are in my district. And I know, and the Matol, there are people who have straws in every river.
So I was right, you don't have a clue either.
No.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW 3 times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:24. We're back to talk chat. This afternoon with Estelle Fennell. She now has a little bit of a clue.
Yes.
Yes. The marijuana ordinance. Mm-hmm. I guess when I hear some of the wannabe electeds talking about it, mm-hmm. I kind of scratch my head and go, okay, it's fine, it's great, wonderful, blah, blah, blah. Because Humboldt County still is Humboldt County. We are, at this point, still part of the state of California. Mm-hmm. We are still part of the United States of America.
That's right.
Okay. We've also got the reservations. Mm-hmm. And there's unique little situations also that fall within the county borders. So here we are talking about a marijuana ordinance, mm-hmm. and we can't have the Department of Justice in on the same wavelength as the California state, whether it's through the sheriff's department as the representatives or CHP or anybody else. You got the FBI, all these different people, everybody's got their own reference points. And here's a county trying to do the same thing yet again to their own. Why don't we just kind of tell these guys either zero, which is against what the state said, or anything goes, which is against what the state and the feds say, I mean, how, are we wasting a lot of time, Estelle, doing something that doesn't matter until after the state does something?
Well, that is my initial reaction, actually. I really do feel that we need to hear from the state and or the federal government, because literally whatever we do can be picked apart. That being said, the ordinance that we're looking at right now has to do less with marijuana per se, as far as, you know, whether or not it's good, bad, or indifferent, how much you should have, and more with good neighborhoods. So basically, it is.
So it's more. It's closer to the general plan.
It's a land use issue. Yeah, it's a land use and a nuisance issue. So it all came out of people complaining that their neighbors, especially in the neighborhoods, you know, smaller lots, that their neighbors were growing too much marijuana next door to them, and they didn't like the smell, or they didn't like the exposure to possible home invasions, et cetera, et cetera. So this is an attempt to address that as a nuisance issue.
Now, that I know Ryan has talked an awful lot about it, mm-hmm. you know, particularly in the Willow Creek area,
yes.
and eastern Humboldt, where it's almost like sticky sweet in the air. But as we look at this as one component of the overall picture. Okay, fine, fair enough. With the unintended consequences that are going on in Colorado and the weird stuff that's going on in Washington,
mm-hmm.
and us not knowing what California's law will be, can we look to the DA's race and see what their positions are on the number for 215 and whether or not they're going to prosecute more aggressively, and kind of fold that into this whole thing? Or does it have to be done independent of the outcome of that particular race, whether it's this June or this coming November?
Well, I think in picking your DA, you should ask that question, you know, what their stand is on prosecution of marijuana offenses and that kind of thing. As far as this particular project, I don't know how they would interface. Again, because it's a nuisance, it's not a criminal offense, it's a civil offense. I think, you know, everybody is going and saying legalization is inevitable, etc. But look at what's happened in Colorado and look at what's happened in Washington. Now you've got the federal government saying they're not sure that the Water Resource Board is going to, Bureau of Resources.
BLM?
No. It's a, it's one of the federal agencies, and it has to do with water. Bureau, sorry about
Damien's
that.
Damien's on it. We'll get you some choices here.
But what I would like to say is that particular bureau is now looking at whether or not they will release water to marijuana growing operations.
Sign up?
Right, because if it's codified and legal and you go in there for your permit, you have to say where your water is coming from. And if they say, well, we're not going to grant water to these kind of businesses because it's illegal on a federal level, that's where you get, you know. And the same is true in Washington State. They're looking at how are they going to ensure that marijuana that's legal in Washington doesn't make it across the border, or vice versa, illegal marijuana doesn't make it.
Diversion of the Columbia?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a very, very, very complicated situation. And I personally think that it would be so much more helpful if at least the state would come out with guidelines that we could then work with. Because right now,
where is the Attorney General?
They're kind of hands off in Sacramento. They're playing around with it a little bit, but there's not a huge amount of clear direction there either. They're very hands off on it. I don't know, but I'm not sure what we're going to do, but we'll at least look at this.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's. St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540227, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell out of the 2nd District as the supervisor for those fine folks. Estelle, I guess when we talk about government waste, we talk about government efficiencies, often not in the same breath. What is the purpose of Humboldt County trying to do this marijuana ordinance? Is it a backdoor to getting an element for the land use plan? Is it, I don't want to say capitulate, but how about being sensitive to neighbors? Is it a way to circumvent the 215 and what the district attorney's office is doing? It seems like there's all of this stuff in the mix, and then you've got the illegal grows, which is, while independent, certainly is connected.
Yeah.
Why are you guys taking your time on this thing now instead of waiting for the state to come in, and then every county does what we're supposed to do, unless there's a fear that it's going to be like the 215 and every local jurisdiction gets to define it as they wish?
Yeah. Well, two things. First of all, let me go back to that issue with the federal water. It is the Bureau of Reclamation that's talking about withholding water from the Colorado legally growing marijuana fields, or not fields, operations. So onto the what we're looking at now, the ordinance. You know, Brian, this was put into motion before I got on the board. Let me put it that way. We have an ad hoc committee. It's Supervisor Sundberg, Supervisor Lovelace. They've been looking at it for a while. They came up with one land use ordinance that was, pretty unpopular. So we had that come before us last year and decided to bifurcate it, basically, and look at what are the issues that we're trying to address from a county perspective. Okay, there are two things. There's a nuisance in the built-up areas, and there's the environmental impact on the in the larger, more rural areas. Let's bifurcate it and see if we can get something done. And so this is the kind of the middle part of that process. It's before the Planning Commission now, and the idea is that if it's anything from a half an acre up to 5 acres, you can grow a few plants, and if your neighbor complains, you're going to have to deal with that. That's going to have to be looked at. If it's under a half an acre, you can't grow outdoors. You've got to grow indoors. I've gotten a lot of feedback about that. People don't want to grow indoors. They feel like they just want to put their plants in the ground. They think that it's bad for the environment. I think from a property owner's perspective, it's bad that you would have to allow your tenant to grow in your house because they couldn't grow outdoors. That certainly would have an impact on the land, the property value. That we know that from indoor growing. So there's a lot of questions about this.
Do we know how many 215 cards there are in Humboldt County?
No, I do not.
It matches.
I doubt
those who are complaining about growing indoor or growing outdoor. How close is it?
Well, a lot of people do have 215 cards, so they feel like
they
can grow.
And a lot of them tend to live together, too.
Oh, yeah, you have the multiples? Or they just give someone their card. I don't know about that.
It really seems curious to me. And, of course, I don't think I have a horse in the race. I probably do, but I don't think that I do. Is it somehow we've got this being set up differently than, let's say, if we had a bunch of people with stills making their own alcohol, okay? Because you say, it's interchangeable. It's the same as. Okay, you got the beer guys doing the beer, on their own, but you don't have too many stills. I think that would probably be perceived a little bit differently if it happened to be in our area, because it's not culturally cool like beer making is. Okay. But yet we treat both differently.
Yep.
Okay. We have land use issues that are impacting neighborhoods and is being treated differently because it's marijuana. So it seems like we've got a real split personality with anything dealing with the weed.
You got
that we
it.
We don't apply to anything else in this area.
That's exactly
Does
right.
Does county legal counsel go, yep, this is okay?
I don't know. You know, this is the bane of anybody who's trying to deal with this. It's so difficult to handle how to make this happen. If, you know, the voter said that it's legal to grow marijuana for medicinal purposes, but there's very little guidance beyond that, and that's the problem right there. Then when the county takes it on and looks at it from a land use or a nuisance issue, a code enforcement issue, we'll see how it works. I don't know if it will or not, but there's a real desire. I know that in Shelter Cove, they've got a Q zone in their neighborhood, which basically says that they have the same underlying planning department requirements for building permits, et cetera, as we have throughout the county. But they currently have a Q zone over that, which says you can't build, you can't have a trailer on your property unless you're building a house. They really want to restrict it to being
That's
a residential.
That's for the special district.
Yeah, it's the resort improvement district. They have very fine details there. So they want to put another overlay over that saying, you know, you can't grow marijuana unless you live here, or, you know, because they've had an influx of people coming and getting some of those vacant lots, going out and plopping a greenhouse on it and growing in the summer and then leaving and impacting the environment and the community. And so they want to do their own ordinance. So that was one thing to look at in terms of the difference between Willow Creek and there and other places is, can each area have their own overlay? And now we're getting really complicated.
Seems almost like you're going to have a full-time staff department just to figure this one out all by itself. And I suppose as soon as you start making the allowances, that's where this thing really starts growing tentacles.
Yeah.
Instead of saying yes, no.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, if it requires some legal clarification, fine, then let's do it all in one shot here rather than nickel and diamond every, you know, this and that, and inside, outside, upside, downside, water, yes, no.
Well, this is, that's what's been so difficult all along. I mean, I see this basically as a response to complaints. The county is saying, okay, we have people saying we don't want people with that smell next to us. We don't want to have to deal with that. Can you figure out a way, even if it's legal, for us to have some say in that? And that's what the county is trying to do by limiting the number of plants instead of, you know, now if that might be the case in Willow Creek, as I understand it, a lot of people moved in and, you know, are doing fairly substantial marijuana grows on small pieces of property. I don't know.
We do have restriction on barnyard animals, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the other thing. When this eventually goes, if it does go the way of legalization, are we going to regulate it via agricultural commissioner or whatever?
What else would it be?
Exactly. But it is a gray area because it's also being treated as a medicine and et cetera. So.
Yeah, grow your own aspirin. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Estelle Fenton.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. So the general plan, I guess it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, indeed. Christmas in July.
Yeah, I know that some are trying to make it a political issue. Okay, fine. But it's been for how many years, how many this's, how many that's.
I'm sorry.
How do you avoid not breaking out the squirt guns and starting to shoot everybody that even mentions the word?
Well, you know, I have a real problem with people saying that it's not being done correctly or whatever. I actually think we're doing very well. We're doing good work. We're taking input from across the board. We're trying to move it forward in a way that we can create a good future for Humboldt County. I think that it's going very, very well. I'm sorry if people are making it a political issue. If you're going to make it a political issue, you'd better understand it as well as the people who are dealing with it do.
So, yeah, there is a question that I've had, and this goes back to the Phillipsville and the motocross and when Rodoni first mentioned it here. Okay, how many public meetings is enough? When do you stop? When do you finally say, okay, we've had as much as we can? Or conversely, we haven't had enough and mm-hmm. we do need to have more mm-hmm. input. Where is that threshold?
There is no set threshold. And that's another issue that you have to deal with. I mean, would it be advisable to say we will have this many meetings and that will be it? We'll have meetings in the community, then we'll go to the Planning Commission, then we'll go to the Board of Supervisors, and we'll pass an ordinance.
Or we throw it back to the marijuana ordinance.
Same
mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just the general plan.
Yeah.
It's any of these things. At what point do you say,
enough,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or okay, not enough?
Well, somebody asked me that just the other day, and I said, well, it's pretty obvious, actually, this is with regard to the marijuana ordinance, again, going back to that, that it's pretty obvious that everybody knows there are differing viewpoints. Now, what we've got to do is take all of those and come up with some kind of synthesis and move forward. You know, and that's the challenge.
Realizing everybody's going to be hacked off.
That's
to a certain
the
extent.
Challenge, right.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be completely happy, but hopefully it's...
At least some kind of a usable document until the elections in the fall, and who knows what happens there then. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Brian. Let's have some fun next time. Actually, I had some fun today.
Okay. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.